You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
In my hand, I have a 23-page document all about Lori Daybell, all about the upcoming case that is going to be getting underway literally a week from this podcast dropping. It starts on the 3rd of April. Jury selection will begin at that point. And that's where the madness continues. We've been hearing about this case, studying this case, investigating this case now for quite some time. And this is where we're going to see if justice will be served. I'm not going to go through all 23 pages because a lot of it is essentially in legalese, but I do want to go through kind of the highlight of it so you can kind of get the gist of what it is. It's probably something you've already heard before in this way, shape, or form, but here's just the straightforward 23-page document. These new documents that were posted online outline the state's proposed jury instructions, which show what prosecutors will try to prove beyond a reasonable doubt for each of the charges that Lori Daybell is facing. Of course, like I said, the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell being charged with the murder of her two children and her husband's previous wife, Tammy Daybell. These documents are going to argue that Lori, along with her husband, Chad Daybell, and her brother, Alex Cox, planned the killings of Tylee Ryan and J.J. Vallow and Tammy in advance. They also outline evidence that Lori intentionally failed to report her children's deaths so she could continue to collect Social Security benefits in their names for 5 months. The 23-page document details the state's proposed jury instructions, which include the possibility of finding Lori guilty even if she did not physically commit the crime, but aided, abetted, advised, counseled, or procured another to engage in conduct that caused the victim's death. So it doesn't necessarily have to be Lori out there with whatever weapon it was that killed these children. If she was part of this scheme in some way, shape, or form, the instructions are to find her guilty. Of course, the bodies of JJ and Tylee were found buried on Chad's property in June of 2020. Prosecutors alleging that Chad and Lori espoused extreme religious beliefs to justify and encourage the homicides of all three victims. Lori, of course, referring to her children as zombies, and then claiming that Tammy was possessed by a spirit named Viola. Because that's normal. Of course, your ex-wife, she's Viola now. It's a spirit that's got her. Seems reasonable. The prosecution will also present evidence that Chad increased Tammy's life insurance policy to the maximum amount, conveniently just weeks before her death, leading to suspicion of foul play. Lori's trial is expected to last several weeks. Jury selection starting, like I said, April 3rd. It's expected to take about 10 weeks, but it could be much shorter depending on how everything plays out. Of course, it could also be longer in theory, but a lot of experts are saying this likely won't take the full 10 weeks. It's being held in Ada County. Only portions of the process will be shared with public. There is no cameras in the courtroom. There's remote viewing for people who are physically there. Reservations for seating must be made in advance for the entire trial. And in the meantime, Lori has been transferred to the Ada County Jail from Madison County, where she's been housed in spring of 2020. So she has a new set of scenery. She's been placed in solitary confinement for her safety and that of the other inmates. And there's a new mugshot. If you've not seen the new mugshot of Lori, I highly suggest maybe going and checking that out. I posted it up on Twitter. I'm at Tony B. Pod. And it strikingly resembles, you ready for this? If you're a child of the 80s or 70s, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Remember the character Lady Elaine, that creepy doll that just was scary and like went around in some sort of a merry-go-round? Yeah, that's what Lori Daybell looks like today.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
It's going to be a wild ride watching this trial. Don't miss any of it. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss our continuing coverage on this and the many cases that we're following for you. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.